Fortescue moves forward with their new Arizona hydrogen plant with 11,000 tons of liquid hydrogen in their future. And Siemens joins forces with Medicon on large-scale electrolytic hydrogen project development. I'll go over this news and give my thoughts on today's Hydrogen Podcast.
So the big questions in the energy industry today are, how is hydrogen the primary driving force behind the evolution of energy? Where is capital being deployed for hydrogen projects globally? And where are the best investment opportunities for early adopters who recognize the importance of hydrogen? I will address the critical issues and give you the information you need to deploy capital. Those are the questions that will unlock the potential of hydrogen, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Paul Rodden, and welcome to the Hydrogen Podcast.
In a press release on May 2nd, Fortescue officially launches its first U.S. green hydrogen production facility, Arizona Hydrogen, with soil turn ceremony in Buckeye, Arizona. On May 2nd, Fortescue marked a new phase in the development of the company's $550 million venture into green hydrogen production in the United States, the first of Fortescue's planned green energy investments in North America, with a soil turn ceremony and renaming of their green hydrogen facility in Buckeye, Arizona, to Arizona Hydrogen. At the 158-acre facility, Fortescue Executive Chair and Founder Andrew Forrest, AO, praised the Biden administration's commitment to the energy transition, but cautioned there is more work to be done, saying the U.S. has made serious strides in attracting global investment in green hydrogen and decarbonization projects, like Fortescue's solar and wind-powered Arizona hydrogen facility. Fortescue is unashamedly a first mover in this space. The world needs us to move quickly. He also says, but we need to be encouraged to that, not punished. There are rules right now under consideration with the Biden administration that would make already announced projects like this one dramatically more expensive and smaller, resulting in fewer economic opportunities and slower progress on decarbonization. He says, I support the Biden administration's goal to produce hydrogen in a way that prioritizes sustainability. However, 45V, in its current form, is a straitjacket on the industry and works against the Biden administration's own climate goals. According to new economic data from NDP Analytics, during the two-year construction phase, Arizona Hydrogen has the potential to create up to 2,244 direct, indirect, and induced jobs that could earn $124.2 million in wages. The facility could add $187.8 million to Arizona's GDP and generate a potential $31.7 million in income and sales taxes for state and local governments. During the operation phase, Arizona Hydrogen is expected to employ 40 people at the facility itself as part of a potential 431 direct, indirect, and induced jobs that could earn $29.3 million in wages. Arizona Hydrogen could also add $59.2 million to Arizona's GDP and generate $9.1 million more in income and sales taxes for state and local governments annually. Arizona Hydrogen is slated to produce up to 11,000 tons of liquid green hydrogen annually and is strategically positioned to significantly contribute to the decarbonization of heavy-duty on-road transportation sector. The Southwest market consumes approximately 5 billion gallons of diesel annually in heavy-duty transport, making PHH a vital player in reducing emissions in the mobility sector. In a quote from Stephen Rowe Lewis, governor of the Gila River Indian Community, "In recognizing and honoring the traditional lands of the Akmel Adam and Peeposh people, we have a profound connection and shared responsibility as stewards of the earth. Companies like Fortescue are helping pave the way for a more sustainable and equitable future for our generations to come." And a quote from Buckeye Mayor Eric Osborne, "Buckeye is happy to welcome Arizona Hydrogen to the Sustainable Valley," saying, "Fortescue's investment in our community helps Buckeye and the entire state of Arizona continue to grow efficiently and sustainably for generations to come." Okay, so a huge announcement from Fortescue as they move forward with this gargantuan project in Arizona. 11,000 tons of green hydrogen a year is huge. But I have a concern, and I'm sure you all know what it is. They are calling this project green, so I can assume that means electrolytic hydrogen from renewables. Now, getting solar and wind power in Arizona is relatively easy, but water is scarce. Now, I would think that Fortescue has resolved that issue, but in an area where water is the most precious commodity, I hope that wherever they're sourcing the water doesn't impact local communities or downstream recipients. The other point to bring up is Dr. Andrew Forrest's comments on the 45V and the impact it's having on project development. The delay in releasing the tax guidance has stalled nearly every project, and in turn, hydrogen development in the U.S. It's also important to note that this project is not associated with any of the 7 hydrogen hubs, and I'm noticing that the projects that are moving forward are generally outside of the hub program. Could that be due to private capital preferring to stay away from federal dollars and the hurdles associated with getting that funding? It's highly likely that's the case. But because Fortescue has pushed forward in the face of that uncertainty, I say congratulations and well done. Obviously, there's still much more work to do, but they've taken the right steps in building the hydrogen economy here in the U.S. It's leadership like that that will push the market forward. Next, in a press release on May 7th, Medicon and Siemens enter into a collaboration for the manufacture of systems for green hydrogen production. At the beginning of the year, Medicon announced that the company has been granted exclusive rights for the manufacture of complete electrolysis plants based on the partner Parex's world-leading technology for pressurized alkaline electrolysis modules. One of the key components of Parex's alkaline technology is efficient and proven 5-megawatt modules with over 10 years of operating data. Medicon also has access to the 10-megawatt module that Parex recently launched and which on May 7th, in terms of powder and production, is one of the world's largest. The rights apply to most European countries and mean that Medicon can start from a proven technology that has been developed and refined for over 60 years and make the adaptations required to match the requirements for safety and automation found in European standards for hydrogen production. With the exclusive right, Medicon now aims to become one of the market leaders in Europe for this type of large-scale hydrogen plants. The joint MOU means that Siemens will become a technology partner to Medicon to contribute with its solid experience in developing products, solutions, and services in automation, power distribution, electrification, instrumentation, building technology, and drives. Siemens will also be able to contribute with its wide range of digital services and software optimization, standardization, and simulation during both the manufacturing and operational phase of hydrogen plants. In a quote from Mikhail Kraft, head of factory automation and sales at Siemens Digital Industries, "Hydrogen is an important piece of the puzzle in the industrial energy and transport sectors to become CO2 neutral, and is the focus of Siemens' global investment in Power2X. The partnership with Medicon marks a milestone in our quest to create a more sustainable world by, among other things, developing innovative solutions for the energy sector." And in a quote from Krister Wickner, president and CEO of Medicon, "Medicon has big plans for the investment in the manufacture and sale of large-scale electrolysis plants to, among others, the basic industry, the wind power sector, and the transport sector in Europe." He continues by saying, "I have a hard time imagining a better partner on such a journey than Siemens. With its world-leading portfolio of technology, expertise, and long-standing experience of similar projects, this partnership gives us the opportunity to both accelerate and optimize central parts of our unique Gigafactory project." Okay, so a great collaboration between Medicon, which is a manufacturer of electrolytic hydrogen energy systems, and Siemens, a global juggernaut that generated nearly 78 billion euros in revenue last year. And this partnership plays into what I've been talking about recently regarding support industries joining with technology developers to push projects forward. Now, Siemens is one of the world's best when it comes to working as a technology partner and has the experience in automation, instrumentation, power distribution, along with the other services that they'll be offering to Medicon. And with large-scale electrolytic hydrogen plants getting developed around the world right now, if Medicon wants to lead the market, collaborations like this will certainly help. All right, that's it for me, everyone. If you have a second, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a good review on whatever platform it is that you listen to. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, YouTube, whatever it is. That would be a tremendous help to the show. And as always, if you ever have any feedback, you're welcome to email me directly at info@thehydrogenpodcast.com. So until next time, keep your eyes up and honor one another.
Hey, this is Paul. I hope you liked this podcast. If you did and want to hear more, I'd appreciate it if you would either subscribe to this channel on YouTube or connect with your favorite platform through my website at www.thehydrogenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. I very much appreciate it. Have a great day.